Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a new lawsuit filed, and a good one. It's too bad it wasn't done by the Attorney General, by Merrick Garland. Remember, they were fake electors. Remember that? After the 2020 election? Because Biden won with more than 20,000 vote margin, the governor, Evers, convened a meeting in the Capitol to pick the electors. This is an ancient thing going back to the Constitution, going back to 1788, where basically you don't vote directly for the president, you vote for the electors. And in the old days, believe it or not, in a lot of states, you would not have had, for instance, Trump and Biden on the ballot. You would have had 10 electors for Trump and 10 for Biden, and you would have voted for those electors. And each presidential candidate would have tried to get the most popular people locally, hoping that they had some name recognition and some legs that could carry them. Now it's come around to you just vote for the presidential candidate, and then that candidate assigns who the electors are, and you get very, very loyal people. Obviously, if you're the Democrat, you know, you'll get Democratic office holders and party people. There have been instances of faithless electors that happened in Oregon, I think in Colorado, where somebody said they're pledged to, say, Hillary Clinton, and they end up voting for Trump in 2016 or voting for Joe Schmo. And in 1960, in Alabama, Kennedy took Alabama, John Kennedy, and they wouldn't vote for him, and they voted for somebody else. But back in those days, even the Kennedy electors, so back in those days, Kennedy still won, so there's no big deal. Well, the Supreme Court in the faithless elector case in 2016 ruled that the electors can't betray the trust of the people. So basically, being an elector is a ministerial position. You don't have discretion. You have to vote at the meeting for the person who won, or I should say, you're his elector or her elector. You have to vote for them. Anyway, Evers puts together, according to law, a meeting where they vote on electors. And the electors, I should say, the electors have been pre-selected by the Biden campaign, and they ceremonially cast their votes for Joe Biden. Surprise. Surprise. And then there is a certification sent to the Senate, and I think to some historical archives in Washington, saying, it pleases us to say that the state of Wisconsin has cast its 10 electoral votes for Joe Biden. At the same time, there was a secret meeting in the Capitol engineered by Voss. They've looked at the records. Voss is the one who reserved a hearing room. You know, he's the speaker. He's a gerrymandered, illegitimate speaker, but he's the speaker. And Voss had a meeting room set aside for himself, and it didn't say what it was for. And 10 fake electors slither in, one of them a former chairman of the Republican Party, one of them a elected official up in Brown County. These are Republicans, and then they cast their votes, quote, votes, end quote, illegitimate votes for Trump, Donald Trump. And then they send a forged certificate, really is what it is, off to the Senate and to the historical authorities, saying Wisconsin cast its 10 electoral votes for Trump. Now, a lot of commentators, including me, say that that is a crime. That is a forgery. You know, in North Carolina, a guy who had a green card but was not a citizen, on his driver's license renewal, they said, are you a citizen? He checked yes. They considered prosecuted him. They finally deported him, even though he'd been in the country 30 years. This is serious stuff. You can't just send a certification to the U.S. Senate saying you're one of the electors, a Trump elector, when you know that's false. So my question, and then I'll get to the lawsuit, my question is, why isn't Merrick Garland prosecuting this? Or the state attorney general can prosecute it. But the state attorney generals in Wisconsin and Michigan have referred it to Merrick Garland. I'm not clear why that is. The felony was committed here in Madison, Wisconsin. The other felony was committed in Michigan. And Merrick Garland is not prosecuting this. And this happened in a number of states around the country. Some of them were quite sly. They avoided prosecution by the following means. They did what I just described, say in Pennsylvania this happened. But then in their certification, they go, this is a provisional certification which will be effective only if the courts decide Trump won. That saved their worthless skins. That saved their worthless hides. Because they say, well, it was up front. You know, they said that basically the courts would have to change it. That didn't happen in Wisconsin. It didn't happen in Michigan. Well, the prosecutors aren't doing anything about this. So several plaintiffs, several groups, suddenly go in and they sue these electors for $2.4 million, $200,000 apiece. And that's exactly right. Let's be real, guys. Biden won the election nationally by 7 million votes. He won the Electoral College 306 to 232. And yet Wisconsin goes, our elections, our electors are Trump electors. And these people are saying, look, this is an attempt to subvert the election, and we have standing, and it was filed in Dane County. I expect what's going to happen, the lawsuit will be permitted to go forward till it gets to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And then there are seven justices, four of them are Republicans. Three of those voted to overturn the election and give it to Trump. Three Wisconsin justices. We were saved by Brian Hagedorn, a Republican, who stood tall, he read the Constitution, and he applied the law. And the question here is, what does Brian Hagedorn say? Is this lawsuit a good lawsuit or not? It comes down to one guy. Sam, you're wiggling your thumbs. Do we have a text?
Yeah, I have a question from Dan from Madison, and he wonders what you think about proportional allocation of a state's electoral votes.
Thanks a lot. Very good point, my friend. Let me tell you what I think. I'm opposed to it. It occurs right now in two states, Maine and Nebraska. And I think each of them are small states. Maine only has two congressmen. Every state gets one congressman for every 700,000 citizens. So Wyoming just gets one congressman. Rhode Island gets two, I think. Maine gets two. I think Nebraska only gets two. And they'll split frequently. The problem with that is the Republicans will want that in California, where there's something like 56 electoral votes, and they'll, you know, right now they get none. They'll pluck off some. But they will oppose it in places like Texas and Florida and Alabama and Mississippi, where they get them all. And you can say, okay, we'll make it a national law. Well, it's not going to survive a filibuster. And I think right now some people have proposed just giving it to the winner of the popular vote nationwide. What you've just described is kind of similar to that. That won't pass a filibuster, unfortunately. And also, the fact is that the Electoral College over the years, and I am something of a dissenter on the Democratic side, it has tended to work because you have got to convince a majority of people in a number of different kinds of states that you're the right individual to run the country. I think the issue right now isn't proportional representation. I don't like it. But I think the issue right now is voter suppression. The issue right now is guys like Mastriano in Pennsylvania and Clayfish and unfortunately maybe Michaels and Nicholson in this state taking the power away from the people at all. That's where I think we should direct our firepower. But James, thank you very much for calling. It was an excellent, excellent question. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.